And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Queen of Ringland. You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band we haven't played before. A band called Pizza Tramp. All wow. The way from South, a little bit of thrash punk from South Wales, Tony. They actually describe themselves as being from the mean streets of South Wales.
Oh, blimey.
No, I know, and South Wales hasn't got that many mean streets. There's a little bit of dodginess going on in Newport, but on the whole, it's a pretty nice place, really. Nice. What is Pizza Tramp's Bandcamp page?
Pizzatramp.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony Wan, Paulie B, and the internet nil. That's from their latest release. You can find out more about it there. And we will be playing more Pizza Tramp in the future, mate.
Brilliant. Great name.
It is a great name. It's a great name. Great band. Great song. How about that? The Queen of England.
Excellent.
This has been the point in the show when, in recent weeks, I haven't been doing your jokes or poems. If you don't have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. But we have instead been entering into the world of misheard lyrics.
We have.
And this week, we're doing it again.
Okay.
And thanks to Gareth Williams. Now, you might remember, I've said, if there is a lyric that you've always misheard and sung the wrong way, especially for comedy value, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, I don't know what they're singing, or words to that effect. Now, this has been sent in by Gareth Williams, all the way from Calgary, Canada, Tony.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah. Who titled the email, not exactly, I don't know what they're singing, but... words I thought sounded like that, but they don't, or something. It doesn't really matter what it is. I will get the idea.
Okay.
I'm just going to read this out. So, it says, afternoon, stroke evening, stroke morning, Mr. Paul B. Edwards.
Ooh, formal. Four.
And rounded. He said, I have a song that bugs the hell out of me, wherein I always get the lyrics wrong. Even though I'm 47 and no better, I can't bring myself to sing the right lyrics when the song rears its ugly head. Here goes. The Smiths. Big Mouth Strikes Again from the album The Queen Is Dead, which, by the way, Tony, is widely regarded as the Smiths' best album, and that's wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, because their best album, their best studio album, I think, is their first album, but actually, I reckon probably the best Smiths album on vinyl was the double album of BBC Sessions called Hatful of Hollow. But anyway, The Queen Is Dead, widely regarded by... The Queen Is Dead, I think, does have the song on Some Girls' Mothers Are Bigger Than Other Girls' Mothers.
Right.
I think that's on The Queen Is Dead, and that does tickle me.
Okay.
Well, some girls are bigger than others, but it suddenly gets carried away anyway. Anyway, point is, Big Mouth strikes again from the album The Queen Is Dead. Here goes. Sweetness, sweetness, I was only joking when I said I'd like to smash every tooth in your head. That's the official Morrissey one.
Right.
Okay. Instead becomes, sweetness, sweetness, I was only joking when I said I'd like to smash burritos on your head. I chuckle every time I hear it. Cheers, Gareth Calgary. So do I, Gareth. Although, I'm sure you'll agree, Tony, my Morrissey impression was pretty much spotless.
It's pretty good. Didn't know you had one. Good
Big
to know.
Mouth, la la la. So thank you very much, Gareth. If you have a song that you've often misheard the lyrics to, do make sure you email me, paulieb@punkyradio.com. Also, there's another Smith song, Tony, which has got the best Smith line of any song ever.
Okay.
Right, and it's a single that didn't appear on an album, I don't think, and it's called Shakespeare's Sister.
All right.
And in Shakespeare's Sister, there is a fantastic middle eight with a single line in it that just goes, it's perfect, Smiths, right? Perfect. It's fast. I like Shakespeare's Sister as well. It's fast, right? But the line goes, oh, I can smile about it now, but at the time it was terrible. It's just perfect Smiths. Right. So, next track this week, Tony.
Okay.
We're going to go from South Wales to New Zealand.
Ooh.
If only I could have picked something from Australia, from New South Wales, but I didn't. But we've gone from South Wales to New Zealand, a band called Disjecta Membra that we played before, Tone. They have a new EP out. And very kindly, Michelle from the band, who is a bloke, it might be Michael, but it's spelled Michelle. I'm calling him Michelle, right? M-I-C-H-E-L. Mm-hmm. Michelle.
Yeah.
They might call him Michael. Well, they won't, because Kiwis have daft accents. So... Okay. So if he is called Michelle, he'll actually be called Michelle. But you know what I mean. Anyway, yeah. The band are called Disjecta Membra. Disjecta Membra, Tony, I think the Latin for it is limbs all over the place.
Right.
Or something. Anyway, the point is, Disjecta Membra have brought out a new EP. And Michelle, who is the main man in Disjecta Membra, sent me a fantastic email saying... Look, we've got some new stuff out. I know that you like to play the fast stuff. Can I suggest you play either track 3 or track 5?
Right.
That is remarkably helpful. And he was right, because I listened to track 3 and we are playing it, Tony.
Brilliant.
What I want to know is, what is Disjecta Membra's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/DisjectaMembra.
Facebook.com/DisjectaMembra.nz. Or if you're in the United States, .nz, but then you'd be wrong. Paulie B, Internet 1, Tony 1, and this is Lilitu. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've called that Lilitu. It might be Lilitu, but Lilitu. As soon as I said it, Lilitu, I was hoping you'd say Ubavuatu. Cracking new EP, by the way. Make sure you do check out this Check to Member. And thanks once again to Moshiel for getting in touch. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Off you go then.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do drop by a page, leave us a comment. Do you like our page? Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Get in touch now. Do like to hear from you. So we've had a few this week.
A few?
Or three. So, okay. First up, Missiles October's been back in touch again.
Right.
I'd like to think they're more sending us a message rather than spamming our page, but they are saying, better days. Second and new album of Missiles of October is out today, available in CD 6 panels and in free digital. If you go to our page, there is a link. Missiles of October, we have mentioned before.
We mentioned them last week, and there wasn't anything I could find on a first listen to play off that album. Not because it's not great, but because the song's quite long. But right. I will revisit it and see if we can do something about it.
Oh, there you go. Do check it out if you can. Yvonne Loughlin's been in touch.
Really?
Just to, I don't know if it's more of a threat, but saying she will be sending us some MP3s our way. Keep up the great work.
Do you know what about, though?
I don't know.
No, I don't either.
But do that. And Guido McFister's been in touch.
Who?
Guido McFister.
Oh, Guido?
Guido.
Yeah, Guido, as in Guido Fawkes, mate.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Guido McFister. Right.
Great name.
He must be
on TBFM because he says to everyone that listens to my show, don't forget that always the Punky Radio show being repeated right now on TBFM. So thanks for the plug.
Thanks very much, Guido.
Thank you very much. Great
and
name.
Thank you very much to all of our friends and listeners via TBFM. We would love to hear from you.
We really would. And again, if you don't listen to TBFM, I think we're on at least twice a week. Do check it out. Great, great station. UK-based internet radio. TBFMonline.co.uk. Do check it out.
Yes, and we're not going to tell you what TBFM stands for. You can work it out yourself.
There you go.
Yeah.
But that's it for Facebook.
So that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Two songs in a row now.
Okay.
Stay tuned for a band we've never played before called All Us on Drugs.
Nice.
First up, The Mobs.
Lovely.
This is from their latest album, Piffle. I think this is the third track we played from it. There will be more. You know how I like The Mobs, Tony.
Mm.
Now, their last album is called Garage Punk for Boys and offered, dare I say, a little bit more humour than this album, but this album musically is a lot better.
Okay.
And this album is one of those ones that the more you listen to it, the better it gets.
Right.
And this is the first track it.
Okay.
Yeah. All the way from North Ants, Tony, and friends of the show now, The Mobs, and we love them. And hello to The Mobs, by the way.
Hello.
What is their website?
TheMobs.co.uk?
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, Instead 1, and this is Mojo Degradation.
Coffee till the battle is won. Mojo, mojo degradation.
Dummy Twat.
Listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was All Us on Drugs. Lovely. And a track called Good People. They are Yorkshire grungy psychedelia tone, as you just heard.
Beautiful.
But what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ All Us on Drugs Band.
Facebook.com/ All Us on Drugs.
Huh.
Sometimes the simple answer is the correct answer.
Yeah.
Paulie being set too, Tony too. I think that's all we've got from them.
Oh, okay.
But I do hope we'll get some more in the future, because that is... Right, do you know who they go really well with, Tone?
No.
A band that we played last week called Dorellas. Was that last week or the week before?
I was saying the past couple of weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it was last week, though. The last fortnight, but I think they would sit very well with Dorellas, who are doing a few gigs at the moment as well.
Excellent.
But All Us on Drugs, what a lot of fun.
Brilliant.
Yes, indeed. So, Tony, did you do anything last week?
I did a bit more tiling.
Did you?
Yeah. Tiling my step, my doorstep.
Right.
And hopefully it's not going to take us 6 months like last time it took me. But yeah, it's coming on quite well, but I keep snapping tiles.
Oh dear.
I don't know why.
I know why I keep snapping tiles.
Yeah? Is it the anger?
Yeah. Yeah. How was your dinner last week?
Oh, beautiful.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah. I made a green curry, veggie green curry with tofu.
Yeah. That's why your tiles are snapping.
Turncoat.
No, you're a turncoat.
Oh. How was your week?
Brilliant. I had my show in Nottingham last Thursday. It was great fun. Everyone came along, had a great time. Something you really didn't miss with your green curry and nonsense.
Lovely.
And then on Saturday night, I did a gig in Blewbury in Oxfordshire. I'd never heard of Blewbury before, Tony.
No.
What a beautiful village.
Huh.
Full of lunatics. The village hall was absolutely packed. Full of pretty much the whole village and assorted others. And I had a great time. I had an absolutely brilliant time with them. They were really, really good fun. It made for a terrific night, Tony.
Brilliant.
And not only that, but the night before, Nottingham Forest had beaten Birmingham City 3-1. Oh, I had quite the weekend.
Oh, did they? Excellent.
Yeah, I had quite the weekend. So that was me really last week. Oh, and as a result, I may have mentioned it on last week's show, but I, as a result of watching a thing, I think it was on Island Records, or it was a thing, or certainly on the music of 78 to 85, I ordered, because I still buy CDs, Tony, you see. I'm still quite old-fashioned.
Hmm.
And, I ordered, I've been getting into reggae recently, and I ordered Steel Pulse, Greatest Hits, the Birmingham Bob Marley, if you like, Tony.
Wow.
Absolutely brilliant. And it arrived on, when did it arrive? Saturday morning, I think. So I had that in the car down to Blewbury. Very good. I'm loving it. I'm loving the reggae. You might be hearing some reggae in a couple of weeks, actually.
Okay.
But I am loving the reggae. And there was something else I was just about to say then that has now escaped me completely. Oh, well, never mind.
Okay. It'll come
back to
you.
Let's do this instead. I'm very excited about this, Tony. Theatre of Hate. Are you familiar with the work of Theatre of Hate?
I don't think so.
Right, well, Theatre of Hate were the forerunners to Spear of Destiny. Have you heard of Spear of Destiny?
I've heard of Spear of Destiny.
I'm that little bit older than you, aren't I? That's the difference.
Yeah, a little bit.
By a little bit, do you mean nearly a decade?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
I don't know. Is it?
And you feel old.
I do feel old.
Yeah, I know. So I think I'm doing really well, just a beer.
I'm still in my 30s, so I'm counting out the bonus.
No need to. That's enough. So Theatre of Hate brought out their first album, I believe, 35 years ago. Or 35 years ago, I think. And to celebrate, it's been reissued, and they're touring at present. And it's been reissued on Cherry Red Records. Cherry Red, hello to Matt at Cherry Red, and thank you very much for sending me the stuff through so I could play a track. I'm not actually playing a track off the original album, Westworld. I'm playing one of the extra tracks on the remastered and rejiggified 3CD box set that's coming out of it, which features live material and Peel sessions and all sorts of things. So we're only playing the track just shortly. But also, I would like to just mention quickly, Tony, that also on Cherry Red Records, coming out... Now, this comes out in November, I think, this reissue. But in December, they're doing another one of their collections. You know, we played a few of their collections, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing the one most suitable for us. I'm very excited about it. It is basically the story of punk from 1976 to 1979.
Oh, excellent.
I'm very excited. And I've already told them that we will be dedicating a whole show to it.
Mm.
So we're going to be getting that before too long, which means that we'll have another one of those shows when every single song on is really old, except for the old one that's really new. Whereas this week, obviously, From the Vaults is the old one. Not that, but it's historic vaults, because it's not something we played before, but it is from that their past, Tony.
Got you.
By the way, what's Theatre of Hate's website?
Theatreofhate.co.uk?
No, I've cheated, because obviously they're all part of Theatre of Hate and Spirit of Destiny and various other bands, all fall under the umbrella or in the oeuvre of the lead singer, Kirk Brandon. And it's kirkbrandon.com. You find out all about Theatre of Hate via kirkbrandon.com. KIRKBRANDON.com. And this is Propaganda. Listen to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Theatre of Hate and Propaganda. It's unlikely we'll be playing another Theatre of Hate track in the foreseeable future, but you never know. We might play one to coincide with the actual physical release of that in a few weeks' time.
Right. Cool.
Yeah. Sounds fair enough, doesn't it?
Yes.
And that, for those of you not in the know, if that was your first ever taste of Theatre of Hate, you're right. That's about as post-punk as it gets.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Now, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh, gig.
Yep, if you've got any gigs, do it. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. It is an international gig guide, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. Doesn't have to be a specific venue. Doesn't have to be your band. Could be any band. Just let me know. Want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play, who are they playing with. Mike Pastor's been in touch again.
Hello, Mike.
Iron Mike. He says, hi, Tony. Another stop for the crash induction in our quest for world domination. They're playing the Red Lion in Rounds in Northamptonshire, along with Tokyo Sex Whale.
The Tokyo Sex Whale?
I don't know. Never heard of them. I like the name.
Well, have you heard of him?
No.
Oh, Tony, Tokyo Sex Whale, or as the BBC tried to call him, Tokyo Sexuali, was one of the candidates to become FIFA president.
And okay.
I did a whole routine about him.
Oh, right, okay.
Because Tokyo Sex Whale, is that one of the best names ever? I think it is. It's not even his real name, Tony.
That's brilliant.
His real name's Nagasaki Shag Dolphin. That was my little joke about it. Yeah, right, so they're on with the band... I'm sorry, Crash Induction. They're on with the band called Tokyo Sex Whale. Rounds, I know where that is. That is when I used to drive from where I used to live to my mate Steve's pub, I used to drive past it.
Oh, okay.
That's right. That's right, between the A1 and Kim Bolton, I think you'll find.
Ooh. Well, they're along
specific.
With...
Specific.
Yeah, it is specific. Along with The Shamed and Reaper. And it's this Friday, the 21st.
So it's them and Tokyo Sex Whale
and The Shamed and Reaper.
What a night.
Four bands, free entry, 8 p.m. Crash Induction are highly recommended. Of course. You check it out if you are in that area.
If you're in that area, go. I might even take my mate Steve. What night is it on?
Friday.
This Friday, I might see what my mate Steve's doing, see if he wants to go down there.
Blimey, here you go.
You never know, do you?
No.
Oh, I can't go, I've got a gig on Friday.
Ah, okay.
But I'll be talking about that in the next section.
Okay, that's it for gigs this week.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh,
sex whale.
Two songs in a row, Tony.
Okay.
And it seems like once a fortnight we're playing this band right now, but Death Party UK just keep bringing things out.
Mm.
And they've now brought out a collection of singles and B-sides called Hellfire Rock and Roll 2.
Blimey.
They've decided not to bring out albums, but to do a succession of singles, one at a time, and then bring them all out in one go. Something that Zombina and the Skeletones did, I do recall.
Right.
When they put out Monsters on 45 all those years ago.
Yeah.
Which is a brilliant introduction to Zombie and the Skeletons, by the way. Hellfire Rock and Roll, Tony, what can I say? Absolutely brilliant. And I keep finding tracks that we haven't played yet. So we're going to play one now. Stay tuned for Wonk Unit.
Lovely.
This is quite a two-hander, Tony. Stay tuned for Wonk Unit, but first up, what is Death Party UK's website?
Deathpartyuk.com.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paul Abian's Net 3. That's right, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. And this is Rocking All Through the Night.
Black.
Frost.
Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wonk Unit, I told you so. From their latest album called Mr. Splashy, which is out right now, describing themselves as 21st century punk, described by me and you as utterly brilliant.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. And that is track two. And we've got a theory about the second track on albums, haven't we, Tony?
What's that?
Well, you don't remember.
No.
We have a theory about the second track on albums that it's always the best track on the album, but that album is great all the way through. Track two, I always think track two is brilliant.
Yeah, track one's always, I find, a little bit boring.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sometimes track one, I think bands often have a sort of statement of intent as track one, and then give you what they really mean as track two, don't they?
Yeah. I think my last album, my track one was a poem. I just got track one out of the way, took a poem in and started on track two.
Right.
Because I knew, you see.
I did some with my last album, in fact, track one wasn't supposed to be track one, but was a bit of an afterthought. But then I liked it so much I put it down as track one, and it completely changed the whole feeling of the whole album.
Right. In a good way?
I think so, yeah.
Good.
Because the album was called Songs in the Key of Death, and the first track was called Everyone I Like Is Dead. And that was supposed to be the first one, and that would fit in completely. But then I changed it, and the first track was Things in Tins.
All right, yeah.
Things in Tins, which is a right little punk and roller.
Nice.
I don't think the rest of the album lived up to it, to be honest.
Right.
I think that was one of those that was a great CD single with 13 bonus tracks.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that one, it was great. Of course, it was me. Are you doing? Oh, so what is? I've lost track here. What's Wonk Unit's website?
Wonkunit.com.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and Internet 3. It's Mr. Splashy is a great album. You can't say return to form when a band never loses form. Everything Wonk Unit bring out is brilliant. This is no exception, and you must get it.
Constantly evolving, ever forward, Wonk Unit. Great band.
Yeah, they always sound like Wonk Unit.
Yeah, they're always a little bit different, though.
Right.
It's, it's good.
Different but varied.
Never repeat.
Yeah, and great, just buy it.
Yeah,
buy it. Tony, you doing anything this week?
Got band practice this week.
Right.
Fingers crossed there's going to be bassist there.
Oh.
It's looking likely.
That's news.
Isn't it? Yeah, hopefully. I mean, we've been threatened before to come, but I think this week is actually definitely coming. So hopefully, the time next week we would have played with him and he would know whether or not he's going to be interested or not. But I can't see why he wouldn't be interested.
But also, you'll know how the song that you've written and learned sounds with bass.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that's
complete.
Quite exciting.
Yeah, it looks like.
Well, I'm sure that you record anyway, just in case you don't like this bass player.
I might do.
So you at least get him down. Yeah.
Good idea.
That would seem sensible.
Would be.
What are you up to? If you have the facility to do that.
I'll put the phone on. Quite good.
Yeah, do it high tech time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you up to?
I've got a gig this Friday in Braffing.
Where's Braffing?
Which is spelt like laughing. but you don't call it Braffing, even though it's the south. It's Braffing.
Mm.
It's near the Puckeridge, Tony. It's off the A10 on the way to Stansted Airport from Letchworth in Hertfordshire.
Oh, blimey.
And it's the home of a bloke called Pete Graham, who has been running downstairs at the King's Head since before we were all born.
Right.
And but he now does a monthly show in the village that he lives in, and I'm doing it on Friday. Really looking forward to it. Good bill as well. I'm saying that. I can't remember who the headline act is, but they're very good. But I'm on in the middle. The opening act is also called Edwards, Tanya Edwards. There's an Edwards, then an Edwards in the first half. It's a bit Edwards-centric. Ooh. And I would just like to remind myself that last Saturday in Blueberry, one of the acts that I was on with is called Charlie Baker. That might not mean anything to you much as a name, but you know that Harry Hill's got a new show out. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, look, it's great. It's called Harry Hill's, it's called Tea Time with Harry Hill, or Harry Hill's Tea Time or something. It's absolutely nuts. But one of his stooges in the show is Charlie Baker.
Okay.
What I was on with, yeah. And he was telling me all about it. I said, I just love it, and I love Harry Hill. And he was going, no, it is really great fun. It's brilliant.
Oh, brilliant.
All right.
Good.
So that is my big plan for this week, Tony. Braffing. Okay. I also have my mother visiting over the next few days.
Oh, she's DIYing again?
Well, no, the problem is that I've got a lot of cleaning up to do before she gets here tomorrow. No, I think she's going to be gardening with me. I think she's going to be cat killing.
Right.
Yeah.
How is it looking? Last time I heard you put your stones down and your border down. Still looking good?
Yeah, but the cats are back.
Right.
Although the cat's back, but he's not pooing on the gravel.
That's good.
So I don't mind. Yeah. He's pooing in a disused flower bed.
Ah, that's fine.
So then. I'm going to fill that with lavender as well. Fuck him. Right, should we play another song?
Yeah.
Oh, all right then. This, Tony, is Origami Horses. Now, we've played Origami Horses several times before, but we've never played them via this particular channel. They've come through via Metal Postcard Records, Metal Postcard being the music of the Pacific Rim and beyond.
Hmm.
And they've somehow got a hold of Origami Horses. I don't know whether they like the word origami. What would it be in Far Eastern? Who knows? But they picked up on Origami Horses. You never know. They might have heard them via this show.
Hmm.
But anyway, a band all the way from Canterbury, we've got via Singapore. Wow. That's what we're basically saying here.
Huh?
How about that? So this is some pretty hardcore alt rock coming up for you now, Tone.
Okay.
And this is the first track, or rather the... the EP's called Everybody Smile, but vaguely, bizarrely, the first track is called Origami Horses, and it's by Origami Horses. But what is Origami Horses' Bandcamp page?
Origamihorses.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony Five, probably being Internet Three, and this is Origami Horses.
Do you think this time that you will see? folded paper. It's only folded paper. It's only folded paper that has cut your hands and knees. So it's not real. So it's not.
You're listening to Mollet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Origami Horses and Origami Horses, or Origami Horses by Origami Horses, but whichever way you look at it, there's a couple of Origami Horses there.
Origami Horses squared.
Is it? It's Origami Horses plus Origami Horses.
Depends on which side it is. Is it times or next to each other? And think algebraic form, if there's no sign between it, it would be a multiply. Don't know.
Oh, you confused me there. Right, let's call it squared then. I can't be bothered to talk about it anymore. Right, Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
You tit.
If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me. I do like to hear from them. I want to know what's in the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, or try to see them, thanks. Maybe get some in next, last quarter of the year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, everything received for thanks.
We are into the final quarter now. We need a twat run up to Christmas.
Travel launch.
We need a twat launch. Yeah,
twat launch. Yeah.
Oh, you said launch as well. I was expecting you to say twat launch. Twat launch there.
Yeah.
You're braffing. So, Tom, what are you going to do instead then?
Well, I think as we mentioned before, the internet station. So we thought we'd remind people that. We are on other stations. They're rebroadcasters. They're very welcome to do so. We are on three different stations.
Yeah, but we've already mentioned TBFM, haven't we? So we also mentioned the other
thing. Yeah, the TBFM. But we're also on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra. That's ANDRA and it's .se. And we're on Pumba.
And that is, Tony, the leading English language indie rock station in Scandinavia.
Yes.
But because it's on the net, it's also everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And Padunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com. And that's also pretty good station, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's a big punk station in the States. And we've had some interaction with some of the DJs on there, but not a lot with the listeners. So if any of you guys listening to Radio Andra or Padunk or TBFM would like to get in touch, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com and tell us what you think of the show.
Exactly.
Yeah. And thank you to all of you, not only for carrying the show, but also for having the people hear it.
Exactly.
Right. Back then, Tone.
Okay.
The Hillbilly Moon Explosion have got an album out called With Monsters and Gods. We played one track from it. We're going to see out the show this week with another one. Terrific album. Really varied as well. They're not. You can't just call them psychobilly. They're kind of... psychobilly, kind of rockabilly, kind of swampy, kind of bluesy. They have two singers that sometimes one sings, sometimes the other does, sometimes both of them don't. And they often have a guest vocalist in the shape of Sparky from Demented I'll Go, who does feature on a version of Jackson on this album that I have been threatening to play at some point. Might play at Christmas or something.
Okay.
It is quite festive.
Yeah.
But this one, this is just a cracking track. I think this is track 3, Tony.
Okay.
Showing how good this album is. Because I'm not saying that track 3 is often a low point, but hey, you know, after the majesty of a track 2, track 3 always has a lot to live up for.
So it can only be disappointment as track 2, but not always.
But not in this case, no. It just keeps getting better and better and better. What is the Hillbilly Moon Explosion's website, Tony?
HillbillyMoonExplosion.com.
Oh, you got closer. HillbillyMoon.com.
Yeah.
Paulie being step 4, Tony 5. It's still a victory for you.
Okay, cool.
Which leaves me with depression. That's about the size of it this week. That was the Hillbilly Moon Explosion and Depression. We will be playing more from that album in future weeks, but it's yet another one that we played on the show where I'm saying, just go ahead and buy it. You won't be disappointed. It's really, 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 really good.
Brilliant.
Tony, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Is next week's show our Halloween show, or are we doing it the week after?
That's a good question. So next week is the 25th.
So what do you think? Should we do it the week after? So
yeah.
It's between Halloween and Bonfire Night.
Halloween's
shall we
on
do
a
it
Monday.
Next week?
Now let's do it next week.
We'll do it next week. All
yeah,
right.
Because Halloween's a Monday, so yeah, we would be too late otherwise.
Look at that tone. That's brilliant. You made a decision on air. All right. So we'll do the Halloween show, which means it will most likely be the week after that that we will be playing a Goldblade track. Because I've had a Goldblade in my head all day. It's ages since we played anything by Goldblade, so they will be for the vaults. Probably not next week, probably the week after. We'll do the Halloween show next week regardless. And Tony, I believe you want to just mention iTunes before we go.
Yeah, please do. If you're on iTunes, please do review us. It takes but a moment, does help us out. Reviews make a difference to moons up the chart. Not many people get reviews, so if you haven't reviewed before, please do so. 5 stars only, obviously. Go to punkyradio.com, click on iTunes, it will open up the music store where you can review us. Do that, 5 stars, and we'll read them out. Thank you very much.
And I might see one or two of you in Braffing, I suppose, this Friday night, but if not, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog.
Bunch of guns.